You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It feels as though the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has been knocking at New Zealand's door for most of the summer break, and we're just waiting for a significant community outbreak to take hold. For this reason, and because we haven't caught up with the latest COVID news on the wire since the end of last year, I decided to speak to Dr. David Welsh about the threat Omicron poses for New Zealand's public health system. Dr. Welsh is a senior lecturer at the Centre for Computational Evolution at the University of Auckland and is a virus mutation expert. We speak about what we know about Omicron so far, as well as Dr. Ashley Bloomfield's comment that Aotearoa's traffic light system is less suited to Omicron than Delta and will need to be adjusted. Here is Dr. Welsh now. What do we know about Omicron so far in regards to its transmissibility and breakthrough infections for those vaccinated against COVID-19?
We know that the standard course of vaccination, so two doses of like the Pfizer vaccine, is not very effective against stopping infection, symptomatic infection against Omicron. So that course of, you know, that two doses was shown to be very effective against other strains of the virus, you know, up to like 85% effective, perhaps at its peak. When you had maximum immunity, but now it seems with Omicron that, you know, two doses of the vaccine might stop maybe 10 or 20% of the infections at most, and so really it's giving a very little protection against infection. But, you know, the caveat with that is that you can still get infected with Omicron when you're vaccinated, but the chances of ending up very sick or ending up in hospital are still much lower.
Are we still sort of on the path of learning when it comes to Omicron and different variants that may arise and cause problems when it comes to the vaccines that have been developed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the virus keeps throwing up all sorts of surprises, and, you know, every time a new variant comes along that is significantly different from others, there's a lot to learn about how transmissible it is, you know, how it interacts with vaccination, how it interacts with previous infection, whether it's causes more serious disease, even the kind of symptoms that are more prevalent from that. For example, with Omicron, we see people getting a lot more sore throats and the kind of loss of smell that we have come to associate with COVID infections has become less prevalent.
Now, that sort of continuous learning journey that we're on at the moment is probably posing quite an issue when it comes to public health response and getting the public on board with what governments right across the world want the public to do. This morning, the Director General of Health here in New Zealand told RNZ's Morning Report that our traffic light system is just less suited to Omicron and will need to be adjusted to deal with an outbreak. Could you speak a little bit about that comment made this morning?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear the Director General saying that, because that's what many epidemiologists have been saying right since the start of Omicron, when it became clear that Omicron could avoid immunity from vaccination. And so the main basis of the traffic light system is that, you know, vaccination gives very good protection against getting infected by something like Delta. And that just doesn't hold with Omicron anymore. So, you know, the traffic light system is really about keeping gatherings among unvaccinated people small, particularly in indoor environments, right? And so when you throw in something like Omicron, which can spread very easily between vaccinated people, then, you know, that traffic light system isn't looking so good. So, you know, the old alert level system we had, which included things like, you know, people staying home from work and businesses just completely closing down, that'll work against any variant. And it may be that we need to introduce some of those sort of factors again if we want to, if we want to deal with a large Omicron outbreak.
Do you think it will be harder to get the public on board with having sort of a blended version of the traffic light system and the alert level system? I suppose maybe people may think we're going backwards, this feels unfair, you know, I've spent over 100 days in lockdown, I don't want to do it again. Do you think the uptake for the public is potentially going to be less than perhaps it has been in the past?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these sort of measures aren't proposed because people enjoy going into lockdown, right? And no one enjoys that. Everyone finds it hard, and particularly the people who are working in this area, right? It gets extremely busy. And so what the point of a lockdown or, you know, very greater restrictions than what the traffic light system might offer during an Omicron outbreak would be basically to flatten the curve a bit. Individual risk, of having Omicron to a vaccinated person may be fairly low, but there's still a system-wide risk where, you know, huge numbers of people get infected. And that means even if only a small fraction of those end up in the hospital system, it could still overwhelm the system. That's what we've been seeing in parts of Australia where they've had very large outbreaks. So we want to avoid that. Hopefully we can keep Omicron out for a fair while longer while we get about vaccinating the under 12s and as many people as possible get their third dose, so their booster shot. But even so, we may need to protect the healthcare system so that, you know, people who are in real need can get the help they need. And that may involve sort of localized, I don't really want to say lockdowns, but, you know, sort of more stronger measures, you know, possibly working from home and that sort of thing for some people.
Now, the government says that it's looking to share these plans to tackle Omicron and potentially any adjustments to the traffic light system in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have weeks to make an adjustment? I feel like, you know, we've been talking all summer that Omicron is on the doorstep. It's coming along.
Yeah.
It sort of feels like weeks, perhaps. I don't know. It's a bit scary.
I mean, exactly. You know, it could be here now. And that's pretty much always the case. We're seeing 20, 30, 40, even 50 or more cases at the border on a daily basis. Previously, we'd been seeing about one escape, one sort of community case for every 100 or 200 cases we saw in MIQ, and sometimes we're getting, one or 200 cases in a matter of days here. So it does seem, so far, fingers crossed, that the MIQ system is working well to keep it out. But, there's clearly it would be really good to be able to turn the tap down a little on the numbers we are seeing in MIQ. One suggestion is that, immediately before people board a plane for New Zealand, that they take a rapid antigen test. Hopefully that would catch a fair number of the people who are coming here now that are infected. I think we really need to prepare. Everyone needs to think that, what are we going to do if the Omicron variant is already spreading in our community, which it could be on any day.
That was Dr. David Welsh, a University of Auckland virus mutation expert, speaking on how New Zealand's public health response will have to change to deal with an Omicron outbreak.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.